They say Cinderella is proof that a new pair of shoes can change your life. And so can a nice, fresh haircut or a whole new outfit. How much do you like to groom yourself? I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It is Tuesday. We are on the second day, the actual Chuseok day of our Chuseok holiday, September 21st, 2021. That was N Flying's chance. Personal grooming. Are you guys into it? And also, if you are, to what extent? Nowadays, in many parts of the world, I don't think it's even considered a huge luxury anymore to, for example, use sheet masks every night or get Botox from time to time. It's true. I mean, to be honest, for many people, these aren't really considered extra amounts of effort, right? It's like basic these days. Remember when the 10-step skincare thing was a big deal? Yeah, not that big of a deal anymore. A lot of people do these very detailed and sort of extravagant skincare regimens, right? Some people get bi-monthly, maybe annual procedures done at the dermatologist. Some spend significant amounts of money to deal with hair, whether it's on your head or getting it removed elsewhere. It does feel awesome to give a little upgrade to how we look, right? I'm not saying looks are everything, but sometimes sprucing up our image, it does make us feel good on the inside too. Whether it's new nails or new shoes, maybe even new mascara that makes your eyelashes look 0.001 millimeters longer. A little change can go a long way. Of course, though, no amount of lipstick, no amount of fillers, it's going to amount to a person's individual charms or the way we carry ourselves or the hearts that we hold inside, right? But in terms of upgrading your mood for just a little bit, just for an extra spark or something, it really can work like a charm. If any of you guys have tried something new with personal grooming, share with us. We live in Korea. This is like land of the beauty, land of the never-ending pursuit of beauty. We're always open to some great tips. These girls, I mean, by the looks of it, they probably spend a lot of money and time on their looks. But who knows, it could also come naturally. Red Velvet singing Queendom. Queens. That was Queendom by Red Velvet. You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. How you can tune into our show? I don't know what method you're choosing, but there's quite a few. Shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe. We air 1510 to 1610 hours UTC there. 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We are 1410 to 1510 hours UTC for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and of course podcasts through whatever podcast app. If you have a minute, you can give us a rating. We'd really appreciate that. 5 stars. I mean, that's the maximum, right? You can put that up on your method of choice for podcasts. As for any info or interaction or connecting with us that you want to do, you can go to our homepage. That's at world.kbs.co.kr, or you can reach us on our Gram account at KBS K-pop. So go ahead to that page and give us a follow. We have our daily segment Coffee or Tea coming right up after two songs here. This is Sola of Mamamoo with 나는 그대고 그대는 나였다. Always be with you. And, man of the hour still, it seems. 이무진 singing 담아갈게, Scent of Day. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Ever heard of giant purple squirrels? That's not a bad name. I know it kind of sounds like one, right? Thanks to an amateur photographer named Kaushik Vijaya, or maybe it's Vijaya, and his photos, the internet has learned that there are actually multicolored squirrels in this world. Did you know that? On his trip to the forests of southern India, he was stunned to see massive squirrels of vibrant colors. We're not talking like bright brown. We're talking, blacks and creams, but purples and burnt fuchsias and blues and yellows leaping from treetop to treetop. When he took photos of them and posted on his social media, the internet promptly went crazy over the Indian giant squirrel, also known as the Malabar giant squirrel. Wildlife conservation biologists also marveled at the photos, saying that the squirrels are as close to purple as one gets in a mammal. Well, you may be wondering, why are they so purple? It surely makes one wonder why evolution would select fur to call so much attention to itself, right? After all, these forests are home to predators that love to eat squirrels like as snacks. We're talking leopards and eagles out there. Well, biologists are not sure, but they believe the squirrel's purple patterns likely play some sort of role as camouflage. Although, to be honest, I don't see any camouflage effect. It just looks flashy and fun. I do think Mother Nature is so amazing. One of the benefits of having children is that you continue to learn. Because once you reach adulthood and you have a steady job, you kind of stop learning, right? But because my kids, they have all these science books and whatnot, like I have to read that to them. And then I learned about animals as well. There are so many crazy animals in this world and so many crazy reptiles. And oh, it's amazing. Just looking through Mother Nature's just inventions. Can we call it inventions? Creations. That's the better word. It's amazing. I'm telling you guys. Animals, the facts about animals, it's stuff that they should teach us in science class, but they don't. It's all the boring stuff. Why? I mean, photosynthesis? Okay, I get it. It's important, but I want to learn about the purple squirrel. Here's honmi. Purapipam. Purapipam. That's the English romanization. Then we have Punchinello featuring Pegedin with Naxo. Doodle. Starpedia. Starpedia time, where we talk about a particular K-pop artist with Lena. We cover their career. It's a lot of fun. First of all, let's welcome her. Happy Chuseok and hi, Lena.
Hello, everyone, and happy Chuseok indeed.
Yay, harvest season. What have you harvested?
Absolutely nothing. I'm trying to think, is there anything I harvest myself? Nothing. Not even herbs. I had a few plants.
Yeah.
They all died.
Died?
Yeah.
Welcome to my club.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's club.
Plant serial killer club.
Oh, dear. That sounds so morbid for Chuseok anyway.
It's so hard. It really is a skill.
I think so.
To be able to grow plants.
It does not help that, you know, there are such drastic seasonal differences in Korea. And we all work a little too much.
Yeah, and you need to, like, get on the plants level and feel.
Get on the plants level.
I've
never heard of it this way.
My mother-in-law is, like, on the plants level. So when we have our dying plants, she will come over and she will literally just look at it from across the living room and be like, oh, you need to do this, 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 and the plant is lacking this, 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 and you should do this, this, this. And like, while she's over, she'll do some of that for us.
Yeah.
And it literally, the plant literally comes back to life.
Whoa.
Only for like a few weeks.
But until you kill it again.
Yeah.
So to revive it. The thing is, I think it takes a particular skill set. Like one, I think you need the time to focus
that
and
too.
Level with the plant.
Yeah.
And two, you need to be very observant and experienced too.
I guess so.
Because I was looking at one of the trees my producer friend got me and she said, Lena, you can't kill this. No one can kill this plant.
That's what we were told. We killed it.
How is this related to? She was like, I don't know.
Did you kill it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
I apparently dehydrated it to death. And the thing is, they told me not to water too much.
So you didn't water
it? No,
I
did water it, just not enough, apparently. And how do you know what's enough?
I hate that standard. They say you have to touch the soil. And
I did. That's so annoying. Anyway, today's not about that. Yes,
it kind of is. It's about harvesting, but...
Or good food. Good food, good company.
Good music. How's
good
that?
Music. Ah, ha, ha. Good music.
Yes.
That we can take care of.
All right.
All right. Because, well, Chisa could be, I think, a celebrated today.
Oh, sure.
I think she could be synonymous with that.
Sure, why
Chan not? So Mi. She's a ball of all of the pleasantry and all the great energy.
Very nice. Good to have some pleasantry and energy.
Yes, yes. In case you didn't know, she was number one on that audition program that produced IOI. That was a big deal because coming into it, because she was the sole JYP trainee, lots of expectations.
Oh, yeah.
She's currently under the Black Label, though, owned by YG. And some may say that she found a career finally befitting of hers, music that represents her better, under the Black Label founded by YG producers Teddy and Kush.
I gotta say, I kind of agree.
Right? Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it has to be the right music, the right kind of styling, the right timing, and all that chemistry. And it just lined up for Somi when she went to the Black Label.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that she didn't have a fair set of very public, dramatic moments, like she almost became Twice. Things like that. We'll cover all of that on today's program.
All right. Very nice. Well, we're going to pick from some of her popular songs. Let's go with this one. The one where you're not invited. Somi's birthday. That was Birthday by Somi. We're back with Lena here for Starpedia talking about her, Chun Somi, and her career.
That's right. Did you guys know that she is just 20 years young, but you would think that she's a little bit older considering how much exposure she's already had in the last few years?
Mm-hmm.
It's been revealed that she joined JYP Entertainment when she was just 13. She sang a YG song at a JYP audition. It's almost as if she saw the future.
Yeah.
I think that's also kind of brave that you're singing a competitor's song. Anyhow, she sang 21's Lonely because she was a 21 fan. It's just as simple as that.
Who wasn't back then, though?
Right? Mm. And apparently this was a time when Iori was still massive as a musician. Also, Rihanna was a big deal. So
okay.
These are some of the musicians Somi looked up to when she was just 13 years young.
Mm-hmm.
She appeared in GOT7's Stop, Stop It music video with other female trainees from JYP. But I think it was her appearance on that program that gave life to Twice that first shot her to fame.
Mm.
She was eliminated in the final round.
Oh, that's gotta hurt so bad.
Right? Because when she goes on to make an appearance in another audition program just a year later in 2016, where she debuts as IOI, she says, of course they asked her, were you jealous when Twice debuted?
Yeah.
And she says, I'm only human. Yeah, but, you know, there's a Korean saying, 부러우면 지는 거다. And she's incredibly bilingual. That's what she says. Like, you know, she's not jealous because then it's like I'm losing.
Yeah.
yeah. So she's not.
Good for her. Wisdom beyond her years.
Absolutely. And then, of course, she was number one on that audition program.
That's
by
something.
By far one of the most successful, I think, singers to come out of that show. After that project group, IOI, all wrapped up, she would go on to make really memorable appearances on these variety shows, including, but not limited to, but I think this is the most important one, KBS's On the Slam Dunk 2.
Oh, that's right. She was on that.
Sister Slam Dunk 2. They bring together these different female celebrities, and they usually go on to create a song, perform on stage. You get the idea. That season, it was Jeon So-mi, Hong Jin-young, Kim Suk-hong Min-ji, Hong Jin-kyung, Kang Ye-won, and Han Tae-young. It was so fun.
That was a fun show.
Wasn't it?
I'm sad that they didn't go on with more seasons.
Yeah, bring it back, KBS. Yeah. Maybe On the Slam Dunk 3, 4, 5.
We're pushing for it.
Absolutely. And I mean, that song, it charted for weeks, I remember, because it was such a fun song to dance along to.
I mean, the second you hear each person singing their part, you can tell which ones are singers and which ones aren't. It's very clear. I mean, it should be. That's their main craft.
Yeah. And the thing is, usually when girl groups are designed, I mean, they consider everything. Like, do they mend well? Do they create a good harmony? Mm-hmm. And then this was not really supposed to be about that.
So about who's entertaining.
They stick out like sore thumbs. Remember the other season, like, we saw Tiffany and Jesse next to each other, and we're like, yeah, we know they're good friends, but do their voices match?
Yeah.
Precisely.
Well, it was still a popular song, nevertheless.
That's right. She was also, Jeon So-mi, cast in a KBS web entertainment show known as the Idol Drama Operation Team, and she can also act.
Oh.
Like, really act. She's fun.
These trainees these days, they're now being trained sort of simultaneously for multiple crafts.
Yep.
They're now, because before, if one was talented, usually they weren't as funny.
Yeah.
Because they weren't, they're too busy training their craft all the time.
Point.
And then if one was like, that's why they'd have a separate member to do the variety front, you know?
Yeah. I also heard, I wanted to say B2B, but I may be wrong. One of the boy groups, before they debuted, they had a book club.
Oh.
And I thought, that's new.
That's smart.
That's smart, too. Yeah. Because how do you become a good speaker? You need content. And when you're so young and inexperienced, one of the best ways to do, you know,
is read.
Yeah.
That's
so
very smart idea.
Right? I thought, I was like, okay, maybe that's why they're better at interviews.
That's our tip. To read more if you want to speak better.
Forget radio.
Yes. Have more depth by reading. I got to read more, too.
Me, too.
All right. Let's listen to a couple tracks here before we come back with more on So-mi. Let's listen to the group that she headlined. Can we say she headlined
it?
IOI's What a Man, Good Man.
And we followed up with the project group Unnie's 맞지, right? What a man.
Those were a couple of the groups that Jeon So-mi were in, or was in, I'm sorry, grammar. Onnisu with 맞지, right? Before that, IOI's What a Man, Good Man.
All right, on to some So-mi's solo career. Now, in 2018, So-mi and JYP Entertainment parted ways. They say, in a really civilized, mutually understanding, we understand each other.
I think JYP is kind of good at that, though. So I believe
it. I think so, too. I mean, we go back to when we talked about Sunmi, the former Wonder Girls members. The fact that JYP keeps in touch with them, makes appearances with them, collaborates with them. Maybe this is a JYP way.
Yeah.
So-mi would go on to sign with the Black Label that also includes Zion T, Vince, Danny Chung as, well, it's all on under the Black Label. And Blackpink also collaborates a great deal with the Black Label, which is why now you see So-mi and Lisa and Jisoo being chummy with each other.
Oh, that's great.
They cross paths apparently at Teddy's studio more frequently than not. And as soon as So-mi signed with the Black Label, it does seem like Teddy does a lot of producing for her, not just musically, but staging, styling the music videos. And So-mi gets to voice her own opinions in that.
Oh, good.
It seems that that her latest release, Dum Dum, is a big homage to, I don't know, high school in the United States. It's, I mean, even Birthday is kind of like that, right?
That's true.
That very teeny bopper.
Sort of sassy.
Sassy and fun. I do what things my way.
Yeah, very true.
And even the music video reflects that.
Yeah.
Now, the first song that we just played for you earlier, Birthday, in 2019, that was the first big release under the Black label. And it was really successful, fun, energetic, and sassy. She also came back with What You're Waiting For in July 2020. That was the year that she also signed with Interscope Records in the American music market.
That's a big one.
Right? That label represents Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez.
Wow. Big names, big names.
And now it's not surprising anymore. I mean, the members of Blackpink also signed with a big agency.
Fair enough. True, very true. Swami's not alone in this, right?
No, but the thing is, now we kind of gloss over the fact like, yeah, this happens now in K-pop, but no, really, just 10 years ago, this was not happening.
It was unheard of.
Like, BTS was a breakout hit, you guys. Like, it just, I don't know. It blows my mind that in just a decade, how so much can change in the pop music realm.
And now we have, like, our own category at award shows. Yeah. Billboard has its own K-pop stuff. It's amazing.
Look at that, guys. Not to toot our own horn, but K-pop. That's our thing.
We played a big deal in that, I'd like to believe.
That's right. Who did it first?
We did.
All right. Somi's latest release, Dum Dum, is a mega success story. The music video garnered 10 million views within 24 hours, 20 million views in the next 24 and 48 hours. Number 8 in trending in the United States. At least on the streaming side. Dum Dum Challenge. You've seen it all, right? This is taking over social media platforms.
These days, any hit song has a challenge.
The lyrics of the hook of that song, Dum Dum, goes, 네 머리 꼭대기 에서 춤춰 이 Dum Dum. Yeah?
Very good. Very good, Lena.
It was originally something else. Did you know this? I don't think I can say this on air, but okay. I'm going to say it like this. Cut the you Dum Dum.
Oh, cut the beep.
Cut the beep.
Ooh.
I guess Somi's of age.
She's 20. I mean, let's be honest, people much younger cuss, but it is a little different from the image we have of her.
Right, exactly. But anyhow, I think now it just can get more radio play. I mean, if you take out the profanity, why not?
Yeah, otherwise, we wouldn't be able to play them.
No.
So thank you, Somi, for toning it down.
You know, if you ever decide to come up with more, I don't know, controversial lyrics, do a clean version so we can play too.
Very good. All right, Lena, thank you so much for stopping by on this Chuseok holiday.
Happy Korean Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yay. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Chuseok, because we still have, or the country does anyway, I don't know if you do, the day off tomorrow.
I don't.
Okay,
Most of the country does.
Well, enjoy the lack of traffic then. How's that?
Thank you. That's actually really pleasant.
I agree.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week. This is Somi with What You Waiting For. Following that, Somi's Dum Dum. Down to our final song for today. We're going to sign off with Angmyu featuring Zion T's Bench. That's going to be it for us. Our producer, Sophia Hong. Our writer, Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.